This is Fresh Air. Chuck Berry, who died this past March at the age of 90, left behind an album of new material, his first such collection since Rocket in 1979. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says this new album, called Chuck, contains some surprisingly energetic and interesting music.
Oh, well, look here now, this just makes my day. There's a wonderful woman, she just walked by my way. Well, I was standing there trembling like a leaf on a willow tree. Hoping the great big beautiful eyes would fall on me. I was wishful thinking, but I hope that it still might be.
As one of the principal architects of rock and roll, Chuck Berry might have been content to spend his final recordings doing remakes or reworkings of his hits. But he always rejected the concept of contentment. Restless, witty, and proud, Berry found time during his final two decades to get off the road and into a studio to record the fully realized bits and pieces that cohere to form this collection, titled Chuck. It includes some wonderful music, such as this bluesy version of the 1930s ballad You Go to My Head, with backup vocals by Berry's daughter, Ingrid.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning around in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Go to my head like the sparkle in a burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you is like the kicker in a Judas or two.
Other aging artists have been willing to let strong younger producers guide them into the final chapters of their recording careers. I'm thinking of the showcases that Rick Rubin built for Johnny Cash and that Jack White did for Loretta Lynn. Chuck Berry would have none of this. Berry was not preparing for death the way Leonard Cohen was with his final album, You Want It Darker. Consistently autodidactic since the 1950s, Chuck Berry rings fresh changes here from familiar chords, riffs, and subject matter, maintaining a fierce independence from current trends or fads.
She came to me when my own heart was in much need of hers. Sometimes we'll try and reach for things we know we each want and don't deserve. I felt I was wrong. Someone else. She heard my words in trust, but in her arms I just could not help myself.
That's She Still Loves You, the song that most clearly demonstrates how vitally interested Berry remained in cataloging the endless variations of flirtation, horniness, and romance. People have spent so many years talking about his lyrics, which were and remain among the most vivid, concise, and artfully phrased. But they often neglect or underrate his guitar playing, at which he was every bit as groundbreaking. Listen to a solo that glows at the end of She Still Loves You. On Darlin', Berry sings about the facts of his life, that he's grown old, that he often feels tired or as though he's done all this before, and now finds a mixture of comfort, sadness, and ease in coming to the end of a career. He sings to his daughter Ingrid, "Life can pass so fast away."
Darling, your father's growing older each year. Strands of gray are showing bolder. Come here and lay your head upon my shoulder, my dear. The time is passing fast away.
There's so much good music on Chuck's half-hour-plus length, I haven't even bothered to play its first single, Big Boys, a variation on Johnny B. Goode featuring guitarist Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. That's because Chuck Berry really didn't need a guest star or an echo of an earlier hit to prove he still had something to offer you. Rejecting the nostalgia that grows to smother passion, he spent his final recordings remaining in touch with his most youthful motivations.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Chuck Berry's album of new material, which was released earlier this month after his death in March at the age of 90. This is Fresh Air.